There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Mum's the word.
Indeed it is. Mum is the word. And our mum is Helen Farmer from the blog Mothership DXB. How are you doing, Helen?
I'm good, thank you. It's so lovely to be here.
It is,
award-winning
isn't it?
Blog.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Actually, multi-award winning.
Multi. Sorry.
All right. Now, it's very apt that we're on the red carpet, as we're going to be talking a lot of red today, aren't we?
We are. It's an unashamedly festive edition of the Mothership on Mum's World. Because I just feel like, if you're not feeling festive, this could be your chance to get festive. And if you are feeling festive, there's some really nice ideas to really up the sparkle factor.
Excellent. So well, let's get started. What's on the blog at the moment?
What's on the blog? Now, it's all about dummies, which I know. So my daughter has been addicted to her dummy since she was about 6 weeks. No, 2 weeks old.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was always one of those parents who was like, I'm never going to give my child a dummy. And then I have a child and go, oh, that's going to stretch out the feeds.
Is
it going to give me some sleep and it's going to keep them quiet? Amazing, magical. So I got her on the dummy pretty early. However, it's gone way past the point of addiction. We had a few kind of train spotting moments of over the years, just screaming for it, foul, you know, waking up the night if it fell on the floor, you know, the dreadful noise of in the car hearing the clunk of plastic as she dropped it.
Oh.
And you go, there's no way I can reach that when I'm you know. And it has become a bit of a problem over the years. And also, you know, on a very superficial level, I hate how it looks. And, you know, she was getting, you know, like rash around her mouth and all that kind of stuff. And of course, there's the impact on teeth and speech development. Although I will confess, I do still suck my thumb when I'm really tired. And there's nothing wrong with my teeth.
No, nothing wrong with your speech either.
So just saying, for any other thumb suckers out there. But no, I did feel that, you know, as she was getting on for three, it was time to bite the bullet and get rid of it. So I asked many people, including readers, how did you ditch the dummy? And did a bit of research, and we found a method called the dummy fairy. And it's a bit like the tooth fairy.
Really? So are they related then?
They might be. Yeah. So we had to explain to Phoebe that the dummy was going to be going away, and the dummy fairy had chosen her, you know.
Yeah, you're special.
Feed the toddler ego.
Mm.
You're such a kind, big girl, and the dummy fairy's going to come and get your dummies and give them to the babies who need them, da-da-da-da-da. And then we had this kind of elaborate evening of putting her dummies in a magic pot, which was a cup with a rainbow on it under a tree, and my husband was hiding around the corner of the villa and was like, oh, the dummy fairy's coming, and you know, run inside and count to 10 and came out, and her presents were waiting under the tree. And that was about nearly 2 months ago, and she's had a couple of meltdowns where she's got a bit overtired and asked for it, and that's been it. So I've been really, really, really pleasantly surprised, because I think I was building up to be a horrendous experience. So I've kind of detailed what worked for us and a few other methods as well, because it is a big thing. People, you know, use it as a sleep cue, and you do get concerned that it's going to disrupt them falling asleep or staying asleep. The only downside is she's now dropped her afternoon nap, because it did help her go to sleep in the afternoon. So that's on the blog, kind of how to ditch the dummy for dummies, a dummy's guide. So that's up there right now. So that's on Facebook and the mothershipdxb.com.
The presents, how many are we talking and how big were they?
With three presents, one main present, like a kind of playhouse little thing, like, you know, of her favourite character.
Yeah.
And then stickers. Toddlers love stickers. And then these little kiddie bath bombs, so they make the bath go a colour.
They're called
bath sprudels, and they've got a little sponge animal inside, so she loves those. And every time she talks about the dummy, I'm like, no, but look, the dummy fairy gave you these presents, remember? And kind of distract her. It's a whole elaborate affair.
Yeah.
You can imagine.
Yeah.
So that's up on the blog, and then obviously I'm keeping people updated on some great things happening around town, which we'll be touching on this afternoon as well. And just the usual stuff that keeps us sane, or the eye-rolling moments of parenting in Dubai, the usual.
I'm sure high on a lot of children's lists is where we're going to meet Santa this year.
The big man.
The big man, the red man, yeah.
The big man.
Have you got any good ideas for that?
I've had some notes from Santa telling me where he can be spotted around town.
Yeah.
So last year we did Waffy, which I think most people would agree is a Dubai institution.
It
and
is.
A lot of people
That was really the first place that had all the moving kind of characters, and I think it was was probably the first grotto, real grotto, that you could go and meet Santa.
It's around a lot of people that grew up here. That was the one to go to, and it continues to be really excellent, actually. So we went last year, and of course Santa is returning to Woffy, and I believe it's 60 dirhams per child, and you get included a toy, which last year was a really lovely kind of stuffed polar bear wearing a waistcoat.
Oh, wow.
That's not a happy thing. I don't know what it is. And a biscuit and a photo with Santa. In Batuta, you can go see Santa free. What I quite fancy this year is going to the Ski Dubai Santa Grotto.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're doing a special Olaf Frozen Adventure, which is the mini film. If you go and see Disney Pixar's Coco, they've got a mini Olaf film at the beginning. So it's tying in with that. And you go and meet Santa in his cabin, and it includes a gift from Santa and a hot chocolate.
It's going to be like on his home turf there, isn't it?
Exactly. We're the ones having to acclimatise to Santa rather than the other way around.
Yeah, but I heard people did not enjoy the Frozen short before Coco.
Well, it's interesting. I think people thought it was a bit of a mistake. People thought it was a bit too long for it to be a short, if that makes sense. I'm actually going to see the film this weekend, so I'll report back.
Okay.
Phoebe doesn't really like the snowman. So we'll see.
No Olaf. Okay, I'll have the toy then.
So that's Ski Dubai. It's 140 dirhams per child, so it's definitely one of the more expensive ones. But when you're in there, you can upgrade for like a minimal fee to have more like the polar experience and snow, playing in the snow as well. And they do say it's more suitable for children over three because of it being a bit chilly. Also taking place is the Dubai Ice Rink Snow Fest. This is down at the ice rink in Dubai Mall. There's a Santa's Grotto, a festive market. All activities apart from ice skating is free. And Santa is there from 7 until 11 at night, which I find personally a little bit late.
Maybe it's for the older children then.
For like us.
Yes.
Yes.
Or maybe Santa's got insomnia.
Maybe.
Yeah. Or it's the time difference.
Time difference, yeah. That's
who
what
knows?
I thought. Yeah.
And also the St. Regis Winter Market, and then we'll come back and talk about the Madinat Festive Souk, which is being set up right behind us right now.
Fantastic. Yeah, we are indeed going to come back with Helen from that Mothership blog. We're also going to be talking about Xmas jumpers as well, which I'm a big fan of. That's on the way.
Mum's the word.
Once again, we are joined by Helen Farmer from Mothership DXB, the parenting blog, and we've been kind of looking around the city at the best places to meet Santa Claus this year.
We have. I know the ticket's normally about travel, but and I'm sure lots of people are going home for Christmas, but lots of us are staying here. I want to be feeling a bit festive here in the desert. So we've done a quick roundup of where to meet Santa in kind of summary. Woffy, a great one. In Batuta, it's free. Ski Dubai, Olaf, hot chocolate. Bit more expensive.
Sounding good.
The St. Regis Winter Garden Market has started already. That's at the St. Regis in Habitor City. There's some lovely little things, definitely more for younger children. Santa is there. Mm-hmm. We're right here at the Madinat, and the famous Madinat Jumeirah Festive Souk is opening this weekend. It's opening on Friday the 15th at noon. I'm hoping to come along a little bit earlier for a bit of a sneak peek and a snowball fight.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? So it's 10 days of activities for, as they say, the young and the young at heart. So there's a snow fight zone, there's bungee jumping for teenagers, loads to eat and drink as well, and of course Santa. Santa will be there every day between 5 and 7 p.m. So definitely one to come along. It's a really beautiful venue. Lots of twinkly lights and... it's gorgeous.
I hear you can get a bit aggressive with the snowballs, though, Helen.
I can't be trusted. So that should be a really fab one. So if we're going to be doing snowball fights, we're going to need something warm to wear, guys.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Christmas jumpers?
I think they're great. You know, I've got one that's got my favourite breed of dog on it,
which is
a pug.
Right.
Yeah. So I've got a pug with a Christmas hat on, and it comes out every year.
Pugs say Christmas. Struthi, where are you on?
I love them. I've got loads of them. But my top two that come to mind is the first one. I've got a really dodgy one. Uh-huh. It's a Frozen one.
Lovely.
It's bright pink.
I think you're about 20 years too old for this jumper.
It's fine. It fits me just fine. It's got Olaf on it. It's got Let It Go written on it. And it was bought from one of those roadside markets in London. Like someone bought it for me.
So proper sketchy.
Yeah. And you know,
perhaps
when you wear
not
it,
legitimate merchandise from Disney. Okay.
And you know, when you wear it, it's a bit scratchy, and you take
you stay away from open flames.
Exactly. But that is my favourite one. It's so bright and so out there.
But that's the thing, you have to take this with a bit of irony and sense of humour. You can get some classy you know, Christmas jumpers. But I think it kind of I think the uglier the better.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if you haven't got yours yet, for you or the children, I've got my kind of top three places. I went into F&F, which is, for the Brits out there, it's basically Tesco's supermarket's clothing line.
Oh, wow.
And there's a couple of branches in Dubai. There's one in the Oasis Centre and there's one in Batuta. So really good value,
right,
price-wise. And they've got loads in there. They had really shiny outfits for kids, like elf outfits, and then they have loads of pajamas, festive pajamas, some jumpers. I got a jumper that's more of like a kind of Fair Isle-y traditional jumper rather than a funny one, but they had ones with Rudolph on. So that's a great one. Marks and Spencer's for really good quality sleepwear and really lovely little kind of costumes almost for kids. So I've got a 9-month-old, and I think that's the nice age because you can just make them wear what you want them to wear. They don't object at that age.
Exactly.
So poor old Tabitha did get dressed up as an elf for her Christmas party last week. You know, she didn't look thrilled about it, but it was a very cute photo for Instagram, just saying.
What do you open your presents in on Christmas morning? Is it normally the pyjamas?
It's a really funny one, because before I got married, we would like wrap in pyjamas, in mum and dad's bed, open the stockings. But I don't know if you've got the in-laws or, you know, friends staying. I kind of got things that I sleep in and I've got more acceptable pyjamas. Mm. So I have got some more acceptable pyjamas from Marks and Spencer's.
You should get yourself one of those really cozy robes. Then you don't have to worry about...
I've also seen a reindeer onesie that I want. Mm. Yeah, that was from Marks and Spencer's as well. And for sheer choice this year and sheer speed, actually, Namshi.com have loads of Christmas jumpers for grown-ups more than kids. Absolutely loads, from the classy to seriously ugly. And they normally deliver within 48 hours across Dubai. So if you've got a Christmas party this weekend, Namshi.com is where to go for that ugly jumper.
Yeah, get the ugly ones. Yeah. Don't get the pretty ones.
Yeah, embrace the ugly.
Exactly. Definitely. It's only for one day anyway, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, you can get away with it. And they've got T-shirts as well, because I think, obviously, it's a bit warmer in Dubai.
Yeah.
You know, be mindful.
Right then. Okay, so that's what we're going to be wearing. What we're going to be eating and where we're going to be getting those birds from.
So as I said, we are here for Christmas this year. We've got full family, both sides, descending.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Busy household.
I'm a little bit afraid. to be honest, I am quite afraid. And my brother-in-law is a chef. So, you know. Oh, and he's off duty. So the standard has been set. He's been known in the past to bin vegetables that my husband has chopped because they weren't uniformly cut enough. I know. So I'm a pretty rubbish cook at the best of times, never mind in front of an audience, including a chef. So we're ordering in, frankly.
Yeah.
Mainly so I can say the phrase Turk away, because
Turk away.
Thanks very much.
I'm actually going to steal that, because on Sunday we're going to do all the best places that you can go to get a turkey or even go out for Christmas. So I'm going to steal that. I'm going to say Turk away.
So yeah, we're ordering in. We're actually going to go to the Jumeirah Beach Hotel and get ours, but have it brought to us. And I think, you know, we get all the vegetables, they've got all the trimmings. They start from 850 dirhams to feed up to 8 people, but it comes with roast potatoes, the roast vegetables, crumbly sauce, gravy, all the stuffing. Mm-hmm. And then we can always add, you know, every family has the dishes that they want to see on the Christmas dinner table. So we can add what we want. Maybe, you know, the brother-in-law can get a bit creative himself. And yeah, that looks absolutely delicious. So we have done it in the past. We ordered a turkey from the Burj Al Arab when we got married, which was named the Bird Al Arab.
You've got a name for everything, haven't you?
I know, but you can take Turk away.
Okay.
So Jumeirah Beach Hotel, I have done quite a lot of research on this. This is now my pick for the ultimate Christmas dinner takeaway. So that's... I hope my in-laws aren't listening.
I hope the chef's not listening.
I might pass it off as my own.
Are you?
I haven't decided yet. It's a good excuse to lock yourself in the kitchen and get a bit of peace, I find.
What about the size? Like, do you get enough for, if you've got 8 people, would you get enough for 8?
So there are two options. There's a size A, which is 5 to 7 kilos, which feeds between 5 and 8 people. Mm. And then the size B, which is 9 to 11 kilos, which feeds between 9 and 12. I guess it depends on how much leftovers you want. Mm. For me, I love a Christmas dinner, but I think I like leftovers more.
The next day.
But how long do you want to be eating them for, you know?
Depends.
It gets like a week, 10 days and you're still eating it.
No. I always think of that episode of Friends where Ross has the
sandwich.
Has the sandwich with the moist maker.
Yeah.
So you can't beat a good Christmas sandwich. So I would say maybe order over by 2 people.
Yeah.
Allow yourself a few leftovers that night and the next couple of days.
Because you still feel Christmassy, even if you eat it after Christmas Day.
Yeah, and you get leftovers from the cheese board as well.
Yeah.
That's a happy time. So yeah, Jimmy Reed should help. But as you say, I can't wait to hear your roundup as well, because a lot of people, I think, are going out for their Christmas dinner this year as well.
Yeah, plenty of options all coming up on Sunday. So stay tuned for that.
More takeaways.
But now we're moving on to Christmas trees, aren't we? And we've got one suggestion before we come back.
Ooh, one suggestion. I'll say where we got ours from. So we got ours from the Dubai Garden Centre. I love the Dubai Garden Centre year round, but it's super, super Christmassy at the moment. And they have stands there, which sounds like a weird problem, but it's very hard to find a good Christmas tree stand in Dubai. So Dubai Garden Centre is my pick. Ours was 595 dirhams, and she is a beauty.
Mum's the word.
Yeah, something we do each and every couple of weeks is look at topics with the family in mind, with Helen Farmer from Mothership DXB. And it's very Christmassy this week. And
unashamedly.
Yeah.
I am not apologetic about how Christmassy it is this week. So we're talking about Christmas trees. Have you got any trees up?
Yeah, I've got a tree up. Yeah.
Real or fake?
Fake.
Is it an old favourite or a new one?
Yeah, it's an old favourite. It's been around for about the last 5 years.
That's
but
good
it does a good job. It does a good job.
Well, it's interesting. I was just writing an article yesterday about how to have a green Christmas, an eco-friendly Christmas, and kind of weighing up the real versus fake debate, and going fake, despite the fact they're plastic and the chemicals involved in production are actually more eco-friendly, especially in this part of the world where you're transporting them over. Saying that, after writing an article in quite a smug tone, I do have a real tree this year. It just smells so good.
Yeah.
We got ours from the Dubai Garden Centre. Spinneys, I think, still has a couple. A lot of people pre-order from Spinneys. So you go in and think it's lots and they're actually all sold. So, you know, you never know, you might get lucky. Satwa also has its Christmas tree, and that's a nice thing to do with the kids. You can go along and you pick it. And, you know, it's more of an experience, and the smell of pine in the air is in Satwa, of all places.
Is it like a lot?
There are quite a few, yeah. They arrived about 2 weeks ago, and I believe there's quite regular delivery, so you can go along and, you know.
Cleaning up the pine needles, though, after Christmas.
Do you know what? Ours has had, she's a beautiful shape.
Not shedding.
And minimal droppage.
Really?
We do have a puppy at the moment who I think thinks our tree is some kind of pick and mix, because she's been taking a few decorations off and devouring.
I was going to say, how is it with the dog?
And the toddler.
And the toddler.
And the baby who's trying to stand. Well, we've had the tree for two nights now, and, you know, only one kind of casualty.
Any presents under the tree that might be devoured?
No, that won't. Not until Santa comes on Christmas Eve, Mark.
Fair enough.
Also, Ace Hardware and IKEA have real trees in, so if you are looking to get some this weekend, that's where you can head to. On that topic, you can also make your own Christmas tree this weekend.
How do we do that?
Ollie is a new Play Centre, science museum. I don't know how to describe it. An amazing place just behind the Oasis Centre in on Shakeside Road. And they are holding a tinkering Christmas tree workshop. So basically this place has eight different galleries for play and learning. And one of them is where you build things. And they've got a little side room where they have a workshop. And you can build your own 3-foot Christmas tree out of dowel and rubber bands. And then decorate it yourself. So that's happening this weekend. Friday and Saturday this weekend. So that's Ollie, 70 dirhams per workshop.
Making a tree.
Make a tree.
And then we've got some events to quickly run through.
We've got a couple of pantomimes coming up, starting Duck Tack, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves from the 20th. Jingle Bell Favourites taking place at Dubai Opera, 14th to 16th. Should be a really, really lovely one. And also at Duck Tack, some great Christmas workshops. They've got a winter camp for making things, but also some one-off workshops as well. My final tip for keeping the kids kind of well-behaved is the portable North Pole. You can go on, put in your kids' details, and Santa will send them a personalised message.
Wow.
I love the sound of that one.
I know. It absolutely keeps them right on their toes. That's the Portable North Pole website.
Fantastic. Well, Helen, we'll catch you in a couple of weeks, and have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
yeah,
guys.
Merry Christmas. We'll see you in the new year.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.